Zion Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 6th, the 8th of November, Rav Hagaon, Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita.
Topic this morning is Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
So in Parashat Bereshit, it says about Shabbos, "Vaykadesh vayvarechoto." Hashem blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Sanctified it and blessed it. In Shamru Ben Eser, it's a Shabbos. It says, "Asot tovat leolam b'yom b'niu ben b'nei sel oti leolam ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et haShamayim et haAretz b'yom haShibi'i Shabbat b'nafash." Rashi already asks, "Shabbos b'nafash is the same. Shabbos means to rest, and b'nafash means to rest. To rest, to rest. What does it mean?" I wanted to understand that it means that when we rest, we're in nafash, that Shabbos is the day of ruchnis. Nefesh is loshon ruchnis. In other words, Hashem blew on the first Shabbos, after Hashem created in 6 days the physical creation of all heavens and the earth, He then blew spirituality into creation on the seventh day. Vayinafash, loshen nefisha, and blowing into creation. As it says in the creation of Adam Rishon, v'ipach ba'apav nishmas chaim. He blew into his nostrils the spirit of life. Just like Adam is the oilam cotton, so just like in the creating of the oilam cotton, which is Adam Rishon, Hashem blew into him the spirit of life. The whole of creation was created, and the ruchnis of everything that exists was blown into creation on the seventh day. And that's the pshat ve'inafash. The Nefesh HaChaim explains this concept of nefisha. The whole concept is explained in Shar Aleph that the ruchnis of the world comes from Hashem, except he doesn't link it up with Shabbos. But now we're saying that's the pshat, Shabbos v'inofash. When Hashem rested, he blew into creation spirituality. After completing the physical creation of everything that was created, just like Adam HaRishon, then v'inofash, Hashem blew ruchnias into creation. So the concept of Shabbos is the day of ruchnias. And that's the whole concept, that Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod, that means the 6 days of the week are days of Gashmias. We're allowed to work. There's rishis, we're permitted to be involved in the physical world and earn our livings and do whatever we have to do. Everything is muta. It's a physical world. It's a day. It's 6 days of work. But the seventh day, every day on the seventh day, we commemorate the creation of the world, the complete creation of the world, which was on the seventh day, Beruchnis. And so Shabbos is a day when we have to disconnect from all physicality, from the physical world, from all sorts of malochas and involvement with the physical world, with our business, with our monies, with whatever, properties, whatever. Everything physical, and disconnect from the physical world, and link up to the Ruchnis of Shabbos, which is Kedusha, and brocha, as it says, "Vaykadesh vayvarechoto" in Parashat Bereshit. Hashem sanctified the seventh day with the ruchnias being blown into it, and vayvarechoisoy. It's a day of brocha. So this concept of ruchnias, we understand that on Shabbos everything is ruchnias. That's why Oinik Shabbos is even expressed in eating more than you would usually eat on a weekday. As Hazal say, that the mitzvah nefesh is seira shebe'odem, that on Shabbos every yid has a nefesh is seira, neshama is seira. It with that we have an extra appetite. That means the nefesh is, and then neshama is seira uplifts the physical side of a person to the level that even when he eats on Shabbos, which in the 6 days of the week, eating would be something very, very, very physical, on Shabbos it becomes ruchnias, and you have an extra appetite to eat more than you could on a weekday, and it's all part of earning Shabbos. And everything we do on Shabbos is linked up to ruchnias. The person is meant, of course, what do we have? We have the sudas, memela now, we just explained our ruchnias. Vada, the Divrei Torah, the singing, the davening, learning extra on Shabbos, the day for when we're not involved with the physical world, we're disconnected from materialism, so we're completely seeped into ruchnias, learning Torah, and a day, a spiritual day. Shabbos for us is a day to link up to spirituality. But Shabbos is makoy rabroch, both in the physical sense and in the spiritual sense. Shabbos is mekoy rabrocha. By Kadesh, by Barech Oto, Hashem sanctified it with the Neshama Yisera, with the extra Kedusha of Shabbos, which is a day of spirituality, and also by Barech Oto. In other words, people think that, you know, on 6 days of the week they're working, so Sheshet Yamim Ta'aseh Melocha, and thanks to their hard work, they're successful, they can earn a living, they have panosa, they have food to eat, lechem le'echol, veged l'lbosh. But really, it's not like that. All that we do is just sketch. All the deals and all the brochas are already decided on Shabbos. It's already in the pipeline. In the week, the brochas that we get on Shabbos just come into our lives. On Sunday this, on Monday that, every day with this brocha, it was already, all these brochas already came down. The contracts are signed and the transactions are all made. It just comes to the fore during the weekday. Everything we do, you go to your office, you open the door, you make a call, you ask for a loan, you make an investment, you buy a property, you transfer goods, you buy here, you sell there. That's the sketch. That's the Hishtadlis, which makes it appear that it's all the work that we're doing which is bringing in the brocha. But it's not so. Shabbos is Makora brocha, and that's why Kadesh, why Barech Oto. We find the concept of Shabbos compared to the Menorah, the Beis HaMikdash. The Menorah has 7 branches. You had the central branch, and then you had 3 to the right, 3 to the left. And the Neiros were all pointing towards the central branch. The 3 to the right pointing to the center, and the 3 to the left pointing to the central. Hazal tell us of a big miracle that took place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash in the central branch. Edut hi lekol bai olam, ki shechina shoira beYisrael. The menorah was proof for the whole world who can come and see that the shechina is with Am Yisrael. The Divine Presence rests with Klal Yisrael. Why? Because every day the Kohen with Metiv HaNerot would put the same amount of oil in each one of the lamps, whatever we call them, and light them. And eventually the 3 to the right, the 3 to the left are extinguished, and the central lamp never went out. So that was a miracle, showing us that Nera Maharavi, which represents Shechina, represents Kedusha, can never be extinguished. And that was a miracle that took place every day in the Beis HaMikdash. And Memela, it's Eidus Lechol Bai Olam, Sheshechina Shora BeYisrael. You can come and see, anyone can come and see every day, how the Nera Maharavi is never extinguished. Now the build-up of the week, although we were used to the concept of, you know, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, and Shabbos being the seventh day, the Gemara tells us, in a spiritual way, the week is divided, Tlata Kame Shabbata, Tlata Batar Shabbata. You have 3 days before Shabbos and 3 days after Shabbos. Taka, the Mekubalim explained this concept, that since Shabbos is the peak on the highest level, so we have 3 days working up level after level to get to Shabbos. So we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, going up 3 levels, arriving on Shabbos to the highest 4th level. And then, 3 days after Shabbos, to bring the bracha down into the week, which is the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So the whole build-up of the week is Tlata Kama Shabbata, Tlata Batar Shabbata. In other words, the week is exactly like the Menorah. That you have the central branch, which is Shabbos, which is the highest level. We have 3 days working up. There's the 3 branches to the right, and then 3 from the central one into the new week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, another 3 branches of the Menorah to bring the bracha into the world. Again, seeing that the concept of Shabbos is the same concept as the Ner HaMaharavi. If we say by the central light that it never was extinguished, why it's Ruchnius, and Ruchnius exists forever, and it's the Makora bracha. So Mamela Shabbos is also Ner HaMaharavi. It's a Bechina of Ner HaMaharavi. The light and the Kedusha of Shabbos is never extinguished. And in fact, it's mashpia to the whole week. That's why all the Neros point towards the central branch to express this idea that they all draw their sustenance, their hashpoas, their brochas from the central branch. And we learn a very important lesson from this. Not everything is like it appears to be. People would think, there's a midrash in the Psicha, the midrash Echa, after the Chorban, the midrash tells us how the Romans would make fun of the Yid. So they would have like a play, and some guy will stagger onto the stage, and he's all unkempt with untidy hair and torn clothes and filthy clothes. And everyone laughs. And they said, who is he? So they say, he's a Jew. And then they ask, okay, but why is he so filthy? Why is he so unkempt and, you know, staggering onto the stage? What's the story? So they say, oh, the Jews are stupid. They work the whole week and they earn money. And whatever they work on the week, they mbazvez on Shabbos, they spend on Shabbos. And so they have no money to wear good clothes and to be tidy and neat. That's why they look like this and everyone laughs. It's a big joke. This is the Medrash. Psicha le Medrash Echa. So the non-Jewish concept of Shabbos being a day of waste. It's a day of waste. That means not only they don't work on Shabbos and they don't earn a living, they don't make money on Shabbos. Not only that, but all that they work so hard for during the week and they earn, they all gobble up on Shabbos, so they have nothing to be tidy and neat about. So Shabbos is like you know, a day of waste, and where all that you earn is just goes down the drain on Shabbos. And of course, it's not a profitable day, so it's a day of waste. Of course, throughout the Doiras, it was a big nisoyen, a big, big nisoyen for Yidden to close their businesses on Shabbos. Everyone knows that. In retail, for example, of course, Shabbos is the day. And in any, of course, business is business, every minute counts, and all of a sudden, every year closes down, and the whole world shuts up physically, and everyone is learning and davening and enjoying the ruchnis of Shabbos. So the goyish world look at us like crazy people. Look at them; they miss a whole day. Not only they don't earn, they even just waste their money on that day, spending it without any calculations. Because you know, so Shabbos is not from the minyan of what was decided in Rosh Hashanah that a person is going to earn. Hoitzer Shabbos and Hoitzer Chinuch Habonim are out of that cheshbon. That's extra that Hashem gives us. Whatever we spend on Shabbos, we shouldn't think it's making our earnings less that year because it was already decided on Rosh Hashanah, I'm just going to earn, and now we're going to take off all the expenses of Shabbos, the expenses of the education of our children, of buying flooring for our home. No, that's a different cheshbon that Hashem gives us extra that we can pay for the best schools and give tzedakah and buy sforim and spend on Shabbos and Hagim. It doesn't cost us a penny. It's all on Hashem's account. Anyhow, so the way that that the outside world looks at Shabbos as a day of waste, a day of no earning, just of spending and losing. It's just the opposite. Shabbos is Mekor HaBrocha. Kaddish, Baruch Oto, all the brochas come down on Shabbos. What we do in the week, that's the sketch. It's only, you know, supposedly that our Hishtarlis is making us successful. We have Parnosa, we have everything to do. You know, our work in the office and dealing, whatever we do to earn a living. But really, the brochas already came in on Shabbos, it's Makora brocha. We say the same thing, same concept. We say a Talmid Chochem is the beginning of Shabbos. It says in the Sforim, a Talmid Chochem is the beginning of Shabbos. Some people regard a Talmid Chochem also as a wasted person. This person could have gone to university and become, you know, have a degree and maybe have become a professor, and he could, whatever, he could be more successful in the outside world. And he's learning Torah, which seemingly doesn't do anything for him. It doesn't make him richer. It doesn't make him anything in the outside physical world, supposedly. Although Hazal say, "Kol ha-mekayim ta Torah me'oini soifa lekayima me'osher." Hashem Avada will give the brocha eventually. But of course, the outlook of a person who sits and learns is not to become rich through sitting and learning. Of course, that wouldn't be Torah Lishmo. Anyhow, again, in this case, the hestaklus of the world is wrong. They look at Talmid Chochem like wasted talent, wasted energy, sitting and learning Gemara, which is something, you know, ancient scripts from thousands of years ago, and not so involved in the physical, in the material world, earning a living, doing business, and this and that. Again, like Shabbos, it's wasted talent. But the truth is just the opposite. It says in the pasuk says, "Lulei brisi yomam v'layla chukot shamayim v'aris lo samti." B'schus limud ha-teira, the world exists. The Nefesh HaChaim writes, if for a second in the whole world there wouldn't be learning going on, even for a second, the whole world would disintegrate. Yachzor letoyeh vavoyeh. When Hashem created the world, He created on condition that Klal Yisrael would be mekabel the Torah. That's we learn from the Vav Yisera. How do we say? Hashishi. Hashishi. Hey b'sivan. Hey b'sivan. The day of Matan Torah. That the whole of Maaseh Bereishis was like Amudei Shamayim Yerutatu, the Amudim, the pillars holding up creation were shaking till Am Yisrael were mekabel Torah, because the world was created on condition that would exist b'schus Torah. Learning Torah keeps the world going. Lulei brisi yomam v'layla, if not for my bris of day and night, and day and night is v'hagita bo yomam v'layla, which is learning Torah, hukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. All the laws of nature, all the existence of the world would not be there. It's only through Torah. Okay, so people say, but look here, you have on one hand those who are, you know, earning a living, they have businesses, this and that. Okay, but in Torah, in Kema, true that about a person who is successful in his business and supports Torah, so we say, Imen Kemach in Torah, that's true, but also without the brocha of Torah, Imen Torah in Kemach, if there wouldn't be Torah in the world, there wouldn't be success in the world. And even beyond that, so some people say, okay, but you know, like in Eretz Yisrael today, it's an issue that Bnei Torah don't go to the army. So like, they call it Shivyon Benetel. You have to have equality in accepting responsibility. You can't let these people are bleeding and fighting and dying to protect Am Yisrael. On the other hand, you get some people sitting and learning. What about Shivyon Benetel? You have to be equal in taking responsibility. So the truth is, no one compare to the Amalei Torah in fulfilling their responsibility. Because all the kiyum of Klal Yisrael is the Maile Mederech HaTeva. Nothing what's going on in the world we can explain rationalistically and logically. It's not logical, it's not rationalistic. If we calculate, like in the last, say, 20 years, they shot at Israel, I don't know, let's say 100,000 missiles. Now they say if you listen to what's going on, they tell you the missile fell בשטח פתוח, in an empty space. I've been looking around in Israel for empty spaces. This is not Alaska, Arizona, or Texas. You know that you have empty spaces. It's a tiny strip of land, all built up. Maybe you have a few backyards. So you tell me what the odds are that out of 100,000 missiles shot at Israel in 20 years, 99% of them landed in empty spaces. There was almost no fatal hits. In the Gulf War, from Iraq, they shot a few missiles on an American base. 400 soldiers were killed with one missile. And here you have them throwing missiles day and night and all landing in empty spaces. And once or twice there were hits on a school, on a public place, on a home. So they tell you, oh, just 5 minutes before that, everyone left and it landed on an empty, you know, again, on a deserted house. So we see we're living miracles. We can see that Hashem is with us and He's protecting us. So we ask why. Okay, we're Yiddish. Of course Hashem loves His people. But we have Zchus HaTorah and Eretz Yisrael. We have so many Moses, so much Torah learning at all levels. You know, Talmud Torah, and Yeshiva Ktana, Yeshiva Gdoila, Koilalim, Balibot, Elech Yidden learning every day, Daf Yoimi, and you know, and there's so much Torah in the world today, and Zchus HaTorah, the Torah is Mekayim HaOlam. Ele Berechev, Ele Basusim, V'Anachnu V'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nezkir. We come to Shem Hashem, and they come with their, you know, with their missiles and aeroplanes and tanks. And Baruch Hashem, we see the miracles. So some say, okay, but these people are not trained, you know, they're just pressing buttons and the missiles are flying. But if they were aiming for the empty spaces, half of them would hit towns. Here they're aiming for the towns and nothing, and they're all going off to empty spaces. So we see the Yad Hashem, we see that Am Yisrael are special, they are a spiritual nation, and Hashem relates to them because of the schusim of Torah and mitzvahs, and mainly Torah, Lulei Briti Yomam Balayla, who called Shamayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti. Just to end up with an appreciation of this nekuda of nothingness, which seems to be with no value and worthless, you have at the time of the Chorban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was given the opportunity by the Caesar to make 3 requests. He predicted he would be the king, etc. So the first request was, don't kill the Gdoile Yisrael. That we could have a future in Torah, even during the gods. Okay. He gave him. Don't kill the Zera of Rabban Gamliel, because the Mashiach is going to be from, we need a Mashiach eventually. Spare Rabban Gamliel and his children there from the Zera David, they will be the Mashiach. Now he's got a third bakasha. He could have requested, don't kill the little children, you know, spare the women, whatever. He could have made a bakasha like that. And someone thinking logically would have thought like that. What did he say? I need a doctor for Rabbi Tzadok. Who is Rabbi Tzadok? An old Yid, way beyond 100 years old, a bag of bones, Holocaust survivor. He was fasting for 40 years that there shouldn't be a korban. He couldn't eat. Once a day he would suck a date, and that was sustaining him, and now even that he couldn't. He needed a doctor. So Rabbi Yochanan asked for a doctor for Rabbi Tzadok. Isn't that a wasted bakasha? Some old guy, how much is going to live? Vita, he's on his way out, finished. You need Rabbi Tzadok? Yes, tzadik yisod olam. One tzadik is yisod olam, is mekayim the whole world. Everything that happens, all of Klal Yisrael will exist for one tzadik. So if we understand that the nekudas would seem to be insignificant, Shabbos, a day of waste, no earning, spending, Talmidei Chachomim, wasted talents, no involvement in the physical world, a tzaddik like Rabbi Tzadok, you know, an old man, what do you need him for? Pull out the plug, as they say. And here you have, we see that these nekudas, which seem to be nothing, are like Shabbos, which is Makorah Bracha for Klal Yisrael. From there we get the Bracha for Klal Yisrael. Hashem should give the whole community here and all over the world, all our brethren all over the world, ruchnias, that we should enjoy Shabbos the whole week. That's why we say Yom Rishon leShabbos, Yom Shini leShabbos. Everything we do is lichbod Shabbos, because Shabbat is the center, is the peak of the whole week, and is the makor of brocha and ruchnias for all our lives.
Tomorrow night. So we'll be doing it in the room at the back. You want a separate?